The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Friday the 12th of April. In your Squeeze today, the arrest of Julian Assange, Geoffrey Rush wins his defamation case against the Daily Telegraph, Brexit takes a spooky turn, and Friday Lights. This is your Squeeze today. Julian Assange has been holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London since 2012, Claire. However, it is no more as President Lenin Moreno withdrew asylum. This saw British police literally drag Assange from the embassy late yesterday. He's been arrested on an extradition request from the United States, as well as on charges of breaching his bail conditions. What has happened overnight for Assange?
It was pretty undignified scenes, wasn't it, as he was taken out of that embassy and I think quite a few people were shocked because he hasn't really been cited for a while, that he was sporting a big white beard and looked pretty aged, really. But what's next is that he remains in custody while this sentencing of breaching his bail is determined. That's going to take a few weeks. And on the 2nd of May, the extradition request from America is going to start being heard. That's, of course, quite a process. And yeah, we'll see whether he ends up in America after all of that to face charges.
Is there any indication of what sort of charges he'd be facing?
Yeah, so they've outlined those. It's conspiracy to commit computer intrusion. That has to do with Chelsea Manning, who served 7 years in military prison for the leaking of classified documents and, of course, was pardoned by Barack Obama in the last days of his presidency. But that charge carries a maximum penalty of 5 years prison. So there's quite a long legal process in front of us.
Back here, it's for real, Claire. We're in election mode.
For reals, we are.
It's happening.
Yep. Scott Morrison went to see the Governor General, Sir Peter Cosgrove, very bright and early yesterday morning. So the 45th Parliament has been dissolved and they're away.
So the election will be held on the 18th of May. Anything else to note?
Probably the most immediate thing for people to put in their diaries. The Electoral Commission is urging people to really get in and get their enrolment details sorted. You've only got until Thursday next week to do that.
So there'll be plenty of politics news in the lead up to polling day. We're launching a pop-up email, Squeeze the Election, if you want to keep across everything that's going on. You can sign up to that via the link in your episode notes or on our website, thesqueeze.com.au, and we'll also be releasing a once weekly podcast. Look out for that. Geoffrey Rush making news yesterday, Claire. He won his defamation case over two articles published by the Daily Telegraph in 2017.
Not just won it. The judge there, Michael Wigney, really went the telly about their, and this is the quote, recklessly irresponsible pieces of sensationalist journalism of the very worst kind. He also found that Erin Jean Norville, who was the woman at the centre of these claims, wasn't an entirely reliable witness and that she was prone to exaggeration. So that $850,000 of damages is just the initial assessment. There's also an assessment to be made about his lost income. And then, of course, there's his legal costs. So that tally will be racking up.
From one high-profile Aussie to another, Israel Folau is set to be sacked by Rugby Australia after his latest Instagram post, which says that drunks, homosexuals and adulterers, amongst other things, should repent or go to hell.
It's not the first time that Israel Folau has been caught up in something like this. In fact, it was pretty much 12 months ago that he posted similar sentiments on his social media and at that point he avoided sanction from rugby's governing body. He's the player that is considered by many to be probably the best of the Wallabies. So his sacking,
highest paid as well.
Yeah, his sacking is quite a thing. And the Rugby Australia body, which was under pressure from sponsors like Qantas, really did have to shift.
And we haven't heard from Folau, and neither have his bosses, that statement saying that despite repeated attempts, they haven't been able to make contact with him. And not to forget also, it's a World Cup year that's being held in Japan in September.
Yeah, it's really crunch time for rugby. And of course, it was a sport that was already under pressure.
And it looks like we have a lot more Brexiting to go. EU leaders have granted the UK a 6-month extension. The leave date will now be the 31st of October. More talks?
More talks. Yeah, it seems to be a bit of a joke, really. I mean, Halloween just seems like the perfect date, really, for Brexit, given everything that has come before. Yeah, more talks. It's really up to Theresa May and the UK Parliament to come to an agreement so that they're able to leave Brexit with a deal in place and not just crash out. It's exactly the same conversation that we've been having for months and months now. And political watchers, really probably the only thing new is they're pondering whether Theresa May will really hang in there for this phase of it or whether she will go. Of course, her party can't roll her, but it's a question about whether she'll hand over, resign, as she kind of said that she would do, and hand over to someone else to try and have a go at really banging out that solution.
We will see. I know we're sick of saying that, but this is it is just wait and see.
6 months to go. Imagine living there. I mean, it's painful enough for us, but imagine actually living there and going through it.
And Claire, before we get to Friday Lights, it's Winx's last race on the weekend. Take it away. I know you love her. Tell us all about
the only thing. Well, the only thing really to say is turn on your telly at 3:05. If you haven't been much of a Winx follower, it's the one and probably last time you'll see her in action. And fingers crossed that she has a successful run in the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. She is the highest earning Aussie horse. She's got more than $23 million to her name. She hasn't lost a race since April 2015. She's got a record 32 consecutive races on the trot, and yeah, people from across the industry say she's probably the best ever.
So 3:05 Saturday, Royal Randwick, that's where it's at. To Friday Lights, and statement necklaces are in, and it turns out that might be something that Theresa May got right, Claire.
Or something wrong if you don't like statement necklaces, I guess. But yes, she seems to have had quite an influence on not just the stream of international politics, but also fashion.
And a broccoli soup, which I'm not entirely convinced of. I'm not sure about broccoli soup.
You know me, I struggle with vegetables, but this broccoli soup is an easy one to make first and foremost, but you put a little bit of cheese over it and it becomes a beautiful cheesy broccoli sort of thing.
I was going to say, is there cream or something that can you get me over the line with the cream or the cheese will probably
do. No, it's quite delicious.
Noted broccoli or broccoli?
Broccoli. I don't know whether that's a regional thing. I'm probably a broccoli person. Broccoli.
I said broccoli.
I don't even know what I say now.
Who knows? Let us know if you know what the actual pronunciation is. Who knew we would stumble on that one?
Tackling the big issues today. Yeah.
What's the subject line?
The subject line today is I'm just a teenage dirtbag baby. That's a Wheatus song from way back. It has to do with...
Oh, it was huge, wasn't it?
Yeah, Barry the Brolga, who is terrorising people in Mirani in Queensland. He's landed there and he's basically just wandering the main streets hassling people.
Is he a teenager?
He's a teenager.
Classic teenager behaviour. Yep. congrats and thanks to Jemima Connolly of Queensland, who won our weekly giveaway last week, for reading the email every day. Be like Jemima, and this week you'll go in the draw to win a $100 book pack. Enjoy your weekend and we'll chat to you on Monday. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.